Take your Bible and turn to the book of Job tonight. The book of Job. Boy, God's been good to this preacher. I got no complaints, amen. I get tired, sometimes I hurt. But I tell you, I thank God I'm headed to a place where I'll never get weary. I'll never hurt again, amen. And I thank the Lord for His goodness, amen. Job chapter 29 tonight for the reading of God's Word. I told Miss Eve I just had five things tonight. She said, that's good, honey. I think you had 17 last Wednesday night. Amen. One of the ladies said to me Sunday morning, she said, that was a good wagon load and you unloaded it. Amen. 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 Moreover, Job, verse 1, continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when His candle shined upon my head, and when by His light I walked through darkness. With the help of the Lord tonight, I want to preach on walking with the Lord, walking through darkness. Would you pray for us tonight? Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to stand in this pulpit, in this place, and open this Bible, get to preach to this people. Lord, these folk are precious to us. And more than that, they're precious to you. I pray, dear Father, tonight that you'll help us. Maybe someone, Lord, in the days to come will listen online and get some help, Lord. Lord, there's one thing for sure. Everybody's going to have some dark times in their life. There are going to be some dark places, Lord, to walk through. Would you just help us tonight to try to convey the message as you've conveyed it in my heart. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I need to, if I may, by way of introduction, I need to contrast something tonight. Turn with me to John chapter number 8 for just a moment. John chapter number 8. The Bible is a magnificent book. It's a book that never ceases to amaze me. John chapter 8 and verse number 12, and I'm just giving it to you like God gave it to me. I thought about the title, Walking with the Lord and Walking Through Darkness. And God, give me something here, a way to introduce the message I believe that'll help. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I hope before I get through introducing the message tonight that you're going to understand there's a difference in walking in darkness and walking through darkness. And I believe God's going to show us that. Jesus said, if we know Him, He's the light of the world, and we follow Him, we're not going to walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, if I was one of them health and wealth gospel preachers, I'd say that means if you follow Him, you ain't going to be sick, amen. If you ain't going to hurt, amen. And all that garbage, that's a bunch of garbage. I've got a Bible, and I've read it, amen. The Bible said all them that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer. And that Paul was appointed, amen, to suffer for the Lord and for the gospel's sake. Look at John chapter 12, verse 35 for just a minute. I think I can paint this picture for you. I hope I can. I'm trying to use Scripture to show you. In John chapter 12 and verse 35, then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Look, if you will, in 1 John, please, chapter 1 and verse number 6. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you know where you're going? Then you're not walking in darkness. Did you hear what I said? There's a difference between walking in darkness and walking through darkness. There are going to be some dark valleys. There's going to be some dark times in our life. But that doesn't mean we're walking in darkness. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you tonight in that chapter, it was a dark time in the life of Job. Amen. Job was a righteous man. And Job eschewed evil. Where are we at? 1 John chapter 1, right? 1 John chapter number 1. I'll get there in just a moment. And verse number 6. The Bible said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Can you not see the contrast there? That there's a huge difference between walking through darkness and walking in darkness. To walk through means that it's not permanent. Amen. You're going to come out on the other. How many's ever heard the saying, I see the light at the end of the tunnel? Amen. We're walking through. There's going to be valleys. I don't know what's going on, Brother Dale and Sister Pat's life. But I'm telling you, before we get out of this world that we live in, this book said, the very book of Job, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Amen. But tonight I want to magnify something if I can. Walking with the Lord and walking through darkness. Look at Ephesians, please, chapter 5, and I'll be done with the introduction, I believe, and we'll go right on. I did want you to see that because it almost looks like you're preaching contradictory to Scripture if you don't understand the difference between walking in darkness. If you're lost tonight, you're walking in darkness. Amen. If you're saved, beloved, you're not walking in darkness. You have the light of life living inside of you, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8. The Bible said, for ye were sometimes, I like that word, that means that's back yonder, that's past tense. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light, look at this, in the Lord. That's where the light is. Walk as children of light. Now listen to me tonight, if we'll get a hold of what God's got on the table for us tonight, we can walk through darkness as the children of light. Are you getting that tonight? Amen. I didn't say there's not going to be some dark times in your life, some dark times in my life, some dark times in your children's lives, some dark times in your grandchildren's life. But I did say this. If we know Jesus Christ, I believe we can let our light shine, even walking through the darkness. Amen. Let's go back to Job chapter 29. I'll give you five things tonight. I'll try not to keep you too long, but I want to try to get this message off of my heart. I remember something, Brother Eddie, I heard a preacher say years ago, and it really stuck with me. There's things you hear that just roll off of you like water off a duck's back, and there's other things you hear that, buddy, sticks with you. And this preacher said this. He said, the reason so many preachers get up and they got to get something off their chest, he said, they just don't have enough on their heart. There's a difference between getting something off your chest and getting it off your heart. Say amen. You got to get something off your chest, you're going to get in the flesh. But I tell you what, you can preach in the spirit and get something off your heart. God's put this message on my heart tonight. Walking with the Lord, walking through darkness. Number one tonight, this is what I want you to understand, that sometimes we walk through darkness and it's absolutely no fault of our own. Boy, you better get a hold of that. Are you listening to me? There's a bunch of people running around in the world. Wonder what he done. He's got cancer. Wonder what he done. He had a heart attack. I tell you what he done. He was born of a woman. He's born in a sin-cursed world. Say amen. And there's going to be trouble. Amen. But Job, beloved, listen. He's in this valley. He's walking in this darkness. Walking through this darkness. And it's absolutely no fault of his own. If you read chapter 1 in the book of Job, there's a contest going on between God and the devil. Amen. The devil don't like it when somebody's walking with the Lord. So the devil wants to try his best to separate him. Amen. And cause him to walk in a different direction. It's no fault of his own. I was reminded of a man in the Bible by the name of David. David was in a cave. David was hiding from Saul. Saul was hunting him like a dog. It was dark in that cave. He wasn't walking in darkness, but he was walking through a dark time in his life. And he couldn't understand, amen, Saul's jealousy and Saul wanting to kill him, amen. It was God that made David king of Israel, amen. It wasn't David, amen. And beloved, it was God that rejected Saul as the king. And beloved, he's in a dark place in his life, but he's walking through the darkness because he's going to come out of that cave. Amen. He's going to see the light once again, amen, in his life. And so tonight, I'm not going to take the time to read all the scripture there in Job chapter number 1. But God said Job was a righteous man. He eschewed evil. Have you considered, listen to these two words, my servant Job. Glory to God, I don't know of anything I'd rather have said of me by the Lord Almighty as to say, have you considered my servant, Brother Vinoy? My servant, amen. That my means he belongs to me. That servant means he's got my spirit. Jesus said, I didn't come to be ministered unto or to serve, to be served. I came to serve. I came to minister. That's what God. And there's another man tonight. He's in the hospital. He's in a very dark, deep valley tonight. Beloved, I'll tell you tonight, I won't say his name, but God knows who he is. Amen. But I'll tell you what I've got on my heart tonight. Listen, you may be walking with the Lord and still have to walk through some dark places in your life. Walking in this darkness or through this darkness sometimes is no fault of our own. The second thing God spoke to my heart about is we need to realize something. We need to realize the Lord is with us even when we cannot sense His presence. Now listen to me. The men of God that are sitting in this room tonight, or if you've even Brother Jack taught the Word of God, everybody knows what it is to stand up with the Bible and be able to go right through that lesson or right through that message. And God all over them. Amen. God's presence is real. Amen. And everybody knows what it is. You will for long say amen. You say, Lord, where are you at? Am I right, Brother Jason, or am I wrong? Feels like there's a brick wall right in front of you. Amen. You might as well close the book and go to the house. But you just plow on anyway. Why? Because even when you can't sense His presence, He promised me, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the earth. Amen. Job here, look at verse number 3. He said, as I was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. Job's saying, God, you was with me back yonder, but where are you now? Amen. We need to realize in those dark times that though we may not be able to sense His presence, Let me say something to the church right here tonight. I believe we need to say this. Churches go through seasons. If we don't learn this, beloved, we're going to be in trouble. Say amen. There's seasons where things are a little higher and seasons where things are a lot lower and seasons where things are kind of leveled out. Christians go through seasons. Marriages go through seasons. Somebody say amen, will you? If you ain't a chicken. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, there's seasons in life. Amen. And there's seasons when you can sense God's presence. But there's also seasons, beloved, when you can't sense His presence. And you need to just by faith say, God, I know You said. And His promise is good whether you feel like it's good or not. Amen. Brother Jason said a while ago, forever settled in heaven. Amen. All the promises of God in Him are yea. We need to realize the Lord is with us even when we cannot sense His presence. The Bible said here, when the Almighty was yet with me, Job is thanking God, You have forsaken me. I'm going to tell you what, I've read the rest of the book. How many knows God hadn't forsaken him? Say amen. Amen. God was still with him. He's walking through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when by His light I walked through darkness. The third thing the Lord gave me tonight, and I believe this is good, good stuff right here. We need to believe firmly. I said we need to believe it firmly, that no loss in this world can compare to the gain in the next. Job had lost his fortune. Job had lost his family. Are you listening to me? Job had lost his health. Every time I say the word health, I think about what Brother Brian Odell said. He said, his mama said, son, your health is your wealth. And Job had lost it all. Amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, tonight, we need to understand and believe firmly that it doesn't matter what we lose. You say, Pastor, have you got scripture for that? Yeah. Paul said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Paul said, if you lose it all, amen, it ain't nothing compared to what you're going to gain on the other side. Nothing. Oh, glory to God. You say, Pastor, what about believing firmly that no loss in this world can compare to the gain in the next? Look at Job chapter 14 for just a moment. And verse number 14. The Bible said, if a man die, shall he live again? Somebody answer that. If a man die, shall he live again? And then Job said this. Here's a little ray of light in his darkness. Amen. He's walking through darkness. Notice what he said then. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Yeah. Honey, there's a change coming for God's people. Amen. I'm telling you. You say, Pastor, what's it going to be like? Here's a better question. Who's it going to be like? The Bible said we're going to be like Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you what's the truth. There'll be no arthritis. There'll be no cancer. There'll be no headaches. There'll be no upset stomachs. Amen. There'll be no cemeteries. There'll be no doctors. There'll be no nurses. Only the great physician. He'll be sitting on the throne. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen. God wants us to understand and to believe firmly that it doesn't matter what we lose in this world. It doesn't compare to the gain in the next. Look at Job chapter 19 for just a moment. Job chapter number 19. I'll begin reading in verse 25. And read verse 25, 26, and 27. What did Job believe firmly in the darkness as he walked through darkness? Look at verse 25. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. He couldn't sense his presence, Brother Brian, but he said, I know he's alive. Amen. He might not be here, but he's there for sure. Amen. Watch this. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. You know what he's saying. There's hope. Amen. It's dark, but there's hope. Because my God's out there in front of me. So I'm going to just walk with the Lord. Not in darkness, but through it. Because on the other side, there he is. Glory to God. Watch what he said here. When I shall see for myself. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, if you know him tonight, you're not going to have somebody else to see for you. You're going to see him for yourself. I personally believe, beloved, before we ever hug his neck, we're going to fall at his feet. Where I got that from is John. He said, when I saw him, I fell like a dead man at his feet. I believe, beloved, listen. He said, I'll see him for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. What he's saying right there in so many words is, it's dark. My health's gone. My babies are gone. My wealth is gone. My respect, we're going to see that a little bit later in the chapter. My respect that I had in the town, in the community, that's gone. But we need to realize and believe firmly that no loss in this world can compare to the gain in the next. The psalmist said something like this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Think about that right there. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I don't know a lot about the river, but I do know this. There's a light at that river. Amen. If he's with me and he's the light of the world, and he is, say amen. And I'm not real smart, but I'm just a country boy. But in order to have a shadow, you got to have a pretty bright light. I can see a shadow right there because there's a light over me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me. This is the psalmist David in the presence of mine enemies. Lord, you feed me even in the dark places. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil. They said they did that to the sheep and it kept the flies and stuff off of them and out of their eyes. The flies would lay eggs in their eyes and cause them to go blind. Thou anointest my head with oil. Then old David said, my cup runneth over. I tell you what's the truth. You ain't lived until you've been in a dark place. And God just come along and poured your cup plumb full. Amen. I'm talking about it's so dark you can't even sense his presence. And God just show up in the darkness and just pour your bucket plumb full. What a blessing that is tonight. Walking through the darkness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Forever. Forever. We need to believe firmly that no loss in this world can compare to the gain in the next. Brother Eddie, Alice gained last week. Y'all can believe me or not, but there's times I stop and study about things. That scripture over there in the book of Hebrews said, of whom the world was not worthy, God took her home. Dear lady that used to be a neighbor, a godly lady, a lady that suffered with different health issues. I believe she was 60 years old when she went home. I can remember when I thought 60 years old was right next to ancient. Antique or something like that. Amen, Brother Scott, but not anymore. I'll be 65 New Year's Eve. Amen. I should qualify for something, a McDonald's discount or something. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go get Trump to make me some fries. The next thing I want to give you in walking through the darkness, listen to me carefully. We've given you three things so far. Walking through the darkness sometimes is no fault of our own. Sometimes we need to realize the Lord is with us even when we can't sense His presence. And then we need to believe firmly that no loss in this present world can compare to the gain in the next. Two more things and I'm finished tonight. The next thing is very important. We need to understand that memory, listen to me carefully, in the dark places, it can work against us. It can work for us, but it can work against us. See if you don't agree with me. We won't read it in its entirety, but let's just go through a few of these verses. The Bible said here in verse 7, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seed in the street. If you read the rest of this chapter, you're going to find out something. This is how we'd say it in East Tennessee. Job was somebody in that town. He was somebody that was respected. He was somebody that was looked up to. And all that's gone now. And that memory, it can be a good thing, but it can also torment you. I believe that's one of the worst things about hell is being able to remember. A person in hell will remember every time God dealt with them. They'll remember the goodness of God down here. You know, Brother Keith showed us the slide, the picture of that dirty water. Honey, I'm going to tell you what. Them people in hell give anything, Brother Larry, to have a bucket of that dirty water. They'd give anything to have a bucket of that dirty water. By the way, Brother Keith sent me a picture the other day. They done struck water in one of them wells. Amen. It's coming up out of there. Amen. Glory to God. Can you imagine what that means to those people? Amen. So your memory, it can work for you, but it can work against you. He said the princes refrained talking. This is how, look at verse 8. The young men saw me and hid themselves. The aged arose and stood up. In other words, that's the respect that they had for Job. He said the princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. In other words, you've seen this. Somebody talking, the preacher walks up and they quit talking. I've heard people say this. They've said it out loud. Shh, preacher's here. I said, honey, you don't need to worry about the preacher. The Savior's here before I ever got here. He heard everything you said. Say amen. There ain't no need to worry about the preacher. He ain't the Savior. He ain't the one you're going to answer to. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. Verse 11, when the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried and the fatherless and him that had none to help. Job was a man of compassion. He had great riches, but he didn't just hoard all that up for himself. He helped people. You read your Bible. He helped people. He had a great testimony. His memory is tormenting him. Going back yonder, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Those are good things, amen, that he's doing. He's not trying to earn his way to heaven, amen. But Job knows God. He knows the Lord. And he's letting his light shine. But now in this dark place, he's thinking about all that that used to be. All that that used to be. All that that used to be. Let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with having a memory when you get in a dark place. But I'm going to tell you what would be better, Brother Gary, than remembering the way it was. Would be to remember the way it's going to be. About 10 minutes in the bedroom where my daddy died. All I could say was, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. My heart was broke. Then all of a sudden it dawned on me. It's fixing to get better. Daddy just went home. I know where home is. Amen. And so we need to believe firmly that no loss in this world can be compared with the gain, but we need to understand that memory, it can work for you or it can work against you. See, Job, it's got it both ways going through the book of Job. I know my Redeemer liveth. You remember that? He's got it over there. Job chapter 1, I mean, you don't even get out of the chapter. His wife said, why don't you curse God and die? He said, honey, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's remembering some good things, and it's being used in a positive way as he walks through the darkness. We ought to remember that word through. Glory to God, through. That means you're going to come out on the other side. Amen. By the way, beloved, there's a verse here somewhere if I can find it. I'm not going to read the rest of that chapter there. It's there where you can just keep on going, understanding that his memory, how he was respected. And then the last thing in the message tonight, this might be where that scripture is. Let me look at it real quick. Job chapter, I think it's 23. Yes, it is. Okay, here's the last thing that I want to give you tonight. We need to trust that God will bless the latter end more than the beginning. When you get over to chapter number 42, Job had really in some ways thought a little bit more of himself than he ought to, and he has a confrontation with God. God says, where were you when I was meeting out the heavens? Amen. Where were you? I told the water to stop right there. Where were you, Job? And the Bible said over there in chapter 42, something like this, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but he said, now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I repent in dust and ashes. And God restored Job. And even Job's three sorry so-called friends, Job had to pray for them, amen, and God forgave them, amen. And the Word of God said that God blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning. I'm not going to take the time to read it all tonight, but you can go over there and God doubled everything that he had. Somebody said, no, he didn't double his children. He only gave him 10 children in Job chapter 42. That proves that children are not like cattle. Children have a soul. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a lot of people who think they're dogs and they're cats. Amen. Go to heaven. I don't want to bust anybody's bubble, but I ain't never seen that in the Word of God. Amen. You say, how did God double his children if he just gave him 10 children? He had 10 on earth and 10 in heaven. Are you seeing that now? There's a difference between children and the animal kingdom. Though some of our children today are acting like animals. They're even saying they're a cat, or they're this, or they're that. It's sickening what's going on and what's warping our young people's minds. It's sickening. We need to trust that God will bless the latter end more than the beginning. Look at Job chapter 23 quickly, verse number 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, see, here's Job right in the middle of all this. He said, I'm going to come forth as gold. Can you see his memory? Sometimes it's working for him, and sometimes it's working against him. Amen. You can say whatever you want to, but we can get in some dark places in our life and not know which way's up. We can get some places where we wonder, God, where are you? God, I've believed all my life you love me. Where are you? The Bible then said, my foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Verse 12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. This is a righteous man walking in a dark place in his life. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? What his soul desireth, even that he doeth. for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, wouldn't it be good in the middle of a dark place if we wouldn't just remember I'm his child, and whatever's going on, it's already went across his desk. It's working together for good because I love him. It's appointed unto me not just to die, but the trials are appointed as well. The dark places are appointed as well. That's what Job said. And many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I'm afraid of him. For God, look at verse 16, maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. You can say whatever you want to, but I guarantee you in this pulpit tonight, there have been some trials that softened this preacher's heart. Amen. I was telling somebody the other day, I know who it was now, but I was telling the other day, because they had a migraine that day, I said, I've only had one. I had one in my life. I had two ladies that I pastored in the first church that I pastored that would call. It would always be 15 to 20 minutes before service. Pastor, pray for me. I've got a sick headache. Now, I never said this with my mouth, not even to Miss Eve. But in my mind, I thought, yeah, sure. You're sick, all right. Now, you ain't never done nothing like that, okay? I just confess my faults to you. One night I went in to preach. There wasn't going to be no preaching going on. My head felt like somebody was taking a sledgehammer to it all the way around. It was about to bust. I had a man to get up and read Psalm 119. I said, Brother Wayne, just read it. Just read it. I said, I'll stay with you all as long as I can. I made it through two or three verses. I hit the side door of the church and throwed up in the churchyard. Went over to the parsonage, throwed up in the parsonage yard. I went in, dared anybody to turn a light on. You say, Pastor, why did you have that headache? God wanted me to know what one felt like. Say amen. Amen. Never did I get a call after that where something went through my mind. I said, I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Soften my heart. In dark places sometimes will soften our heart. He said, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. He's right there. He's walking through the darkness. I'll mention it again so it'll be on the recording. Sister Denise, a lady I used to pastor, a precious young lady. She'd stand and sing a song. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. If you haven't, look it up. It's a beautiful song. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. And then she found out she had a brain tumor. And she stood and sung that song while she had a brain tumor. And then God spared her life. She's still living. And she's still singing that song. God will make this trial a blessing. You could ask Job tonight, Job, what was it like walking through the darkness? And you know what? I believe Job would be honest with us. I believe he'd say, Pastor Vinoy, I didn't like it. I couldn't sense his presence. I wondered. God, all I've ever tried to do is serve you. Why me, Lord? Better question tonight would be, why not you? Why not me? Jesus Christ went to Calvary, having never even had a bad thought. Never. And was crucified. Surely you and I can walk with the Lord through the darkness. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight?